see, what do we have scheduled here? Oh, 7:30, Sal Cerencione. Rock
find
news.
Find out what's happening in the world of rock.
8:15, Mark Knopfler returns to the show.
Yeah, Mark, great talent. Low-key dude.
New album, too. It's really good.
Oh, have you heard it?
Yep. Listen to it before we got on the air.
Is it low-key as well?
Most of it. It's pretty nice.
A number of years ago, he was on our show for the first time. He sat there and he sang, played his guitar. It was just him. He's a great guy. But I was honest, and I said, when he left, all my Mark Knopfler life, I didn't know he wasn't from this country. I didn't know. He had an accent and everything.
Yeah.
I thought he was American. I didn't know. I didn't know. Now I do.
9 o'clock, we talk with Neil Preston. This guy has toured and photographed some of the biggest names in rock music. You got your Led Zeppelins, you got The Who, tons. And so one would think he's got some fun stories, and hopefully for us, he'll be in the mood to tell them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will be. He wants to sell some books.
Now, today, quite a few things we can get into. First of all, this is really, really good. Read it through earlier. It's from askmen.com. And guys, this is specifically for you. Basically, it asks the question, why do you continue getting dumped? And it's really, really good.
Because you're a tool?
Well, it kind of covers all. So it gets into it. So we'll find out about that. We have the 8 most addictive foods. Once you start, you cannot stop. So we'll get into that.
Well, chips. Let's see. What else? Peasy.
Peasy.
Peasy. I like my peasy. I'll have some peasy. Now, in college, we called it za because we were cool.
Of course.
Hey, somebody want to order some za?
Now, I think I know the answer to this. Let's say somebody steps up to you and says, I have for you a frozen DiGiorno pizza. I have for you your favorite frozen pizza or a fresh-made, from-order pizza over here. Which would you choose?
Where am I?
You're at home.
Fresh-made.
You would. I thought you'd go for the frozen.
No, fresh-made. 4 out of 5 times. Because sometimes a frozen pizza is a completely different thing, and sometimes I'm in the mood for it. Like over Thanksgiving, I hadn't had a tombstone pizza, which I was raised on. Mom and Dad would go out on Friday nights, and they would get my brother and I each a tombstone pizza. And, of course, we would finish it off, trying to eat it very slowly. So you would have pizza left, and the other guy, your brother, doesn't. That kind of thing. So and I hadn't had one for years. And I don't know what it is about Southern California, but they don't have sausage tombstone pizza. You can't find it anywhere. Mm. It's either pepperoni or deluxe with the peppers and the onions. No sausage. And that's the best tombstone. They also don't have crunchy Reese's peanut butter cup peanut butter. They have creamy Reese's peanut butter cup. My friend Dan Moriarty back in Indiana, he sends me a case of it every about every 3 months.
Now, did you look at Smart and Final that weekend that we were there? I mean, out of all, and there was no sausage pizza there?
Nope. Just pepperoni, cheese, and deluxe. I don't know why. It's you can't find it in Southern California.
Do you think it would have something to do with maybe sausage doesn't have good shelf life?
I don't know. I know mine does. I don't know why. But to answer your question, more times than it depends on what's on it. Oh, okay. If it's a regular crust pizza, the fresh one, or a frozen thin crust pizza, I'd pick the frozen thin crust pizza because I don't
like. You like that thin crust.
I do not like a lot of dough. So what's on the fresh baked pizza if you're making it?
Well, it's whatever you want. It's made to order for you.
I want the 5 meat pizza, please. I want pepperoni, the sausage, the hamburger, the bacon, and the squirrel.
Where's Eddie? He eats these things.
Yeah, how about you? You would take the fresh?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I'll eat a piece of frozen pizza if it's there, but fresh made for me, we're going to start with some pepperoni. I'm old school with the pepperoni. I like some mushrooms on there.
Oh, nice.
And then lots of mozzarella. Just real simple for me. Just well made.
Now, do you go black olives?
I will take a black olive. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Pretty good on pizza. Sure, I'll put some on for you. Now, do you still do the Chef Boyardee let the dough rise in the bowl over the radiator thing?
Did it the other night.
Wow.
Made two of them.
Mark is the only person I know who still does that. My mom always used to make them before, you know, frozen pizzas came into fruition. Mm-hmm. We would love those. She'd make two. Dad got one, and the rest of the family got one. That just doesn't work for me. I mean, I'm five,
right?
But still.